SBS Radio.
Well, I'm Ricky Grace, the founder and CEO of Girls Academy. The accent comes from Dallas, Texas. I've been in Australia for 30 years, where I came over to play basketball for the Perth Wildcats. Yeah. And I did that for 16 years and became an Australian citizen, represented Australia in basketball in the Sydney 2000 Olympics. So I've spent all of my adult life here in Australia. While playing for the Wildcats, I did many weeks of volunteer work in the remote communities. And I fell in love with the work, working with Aboriginal people. So I founded my own organization, Role Models WA. And the purpose and the goals of the organization is to promote education. Because as an African American, coming up, that's what my mom always instilled in me. She was a single mom, raised three boys. She wasn't worried about my sporting achievements, but she was worried about my educational achievements. And I've achieved so many things because of education, and I believe education is the key. So the program that we run with Girls Academy is a school-based program, and it focuses on four things. It focuses on getting Aboriginal girls to school, getting Aboriginal girls engaged in school, getting Aboriginal girls graduated from school, and assisting Aboriginal girls to gain full-time, meaningful employment. And we've been very successful in achieving those goals over the last 15 years.
So 15 years running and achieving success. Can you give us the numbers? What's the success rate? For instance, compared to other schools, what's your success rate?
There are quite a few successes. We're well above national average in school attendance. We're if you want to round it off, about 8% above national average in school attendance. And you have to remember that we work in very challenging environments. We work in regional and remote areas. To achieve 8% above national average in school attendance is something we're very proud of. Last year, 86% of our girls that graduated year 12 are now in meaningful, they're either in TAFE, uni, or full-time employment. So that's 86% of our girls that graduated year 12. So there are many stats that are demonstrating that our girls are performing well above national average. School attendance is up, school suspensions are down, and our girls are 86% of our girls are either in TAFE, uni, or employment.
And what makes your academy different from other girls' schools and other educational institutions in Australia?
I think one of our strengths is we have full-time mentors at the school. When we go into a school, the school gives us a academy room, which is usually like an old science room, because we do breakfast programs, we do nutrition programs, we do health checks for the girls. We have full-time wraparound support of the girls, and it's full-time school-based there at the school. So we don't fly in, give a nice speech, and then fly out. We're there full time for the girls before school, after school. We help them with their homework. Whatever it is, whatever barrier that might be preventing our girls from achieving their goals, well, we assist them to eliminate those barriers, and we're there full time.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. The full time mentoring is really a key. And one of the things that we're really proud of too is that our program is community led. We're in 45 schools across Australia in regional and remote areas, but our academies are community led. And what I mean by that is every academy has an advisory committee. So we have 45 different advisory committees, and on that advisory committee, local people from their areas actually lead how that academy is being run. So we have respected Aboriginal leaders from Tamworth that are on our advisory committee. In Kalgoorlie, we have the same. All across Australia, these local community leaders, yes, we have our big four, school attendance, engagement, graduation, post-school options, but how that actually looks depends on the leadership from that community. Yeah. So there are different issues in one community than there are in others. So we're not sitting in an ivory tower somewhere giving instructions and fly in and fly out. We're actually there. The people that are running these programs and leading these programs are people that invested there from their own community. So I'm very proud of the fact of the way we've structured this, because it's actually community-led.
One big question that comes to mind, how is this funded?
It's funded one-third through Prime Minister and Cabinet, and we're very appreciative of the support that Prime Minister and Cabinet have given Girls Academy so far. We are aware that there's been a $200 million package that Prime Minister and Cabinet will focus on programs that are in this space, and we hope that we can continue to work with Prime Minister and Cabinet to expand these programs. But that's one-third of the funding. The other third, there's a second third that comes from state government funding, and we're very appreciative of the Northern Territory, Queensland, New South Wales, and West Australian governments for supporting us. The other third comes from corporate. We have a lot of work to do there. There's a lot of corporates that support a lot of boys' programs, and there's tens and hundreds of millions of dollars that are going that way, and we look forward to being able to close that gap as well, as far as how much corporate support we get for our girls.
Maybe one question I should have started with, how many girls are altogether involved in this program?
At the moment, we have 2,700 Aboriginal girls involved in our program. It's the largest provider of a program in Australia, and that has become about because of the 15 years of hard work that we've done as an organization. Over 70% of our staff are amazing Aboriginal women that are doing amazing work with these girls in these communities. Every time I go out and see the work that these Aboriginal women and non-Aboriginal women are doing, it's just absolutely amazing, and just continues to motivate me to continue to try and get more and more support for these girls, because they are doing an absolutely fantastic job of getting these girls to school, eliminating any barriers that there might be to prevent these girls from succeeding. We're assisting them in their post-school options, whether that's TAFE, uni, or work, and it's a model that is proven successful.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.